Vessel detained after 24-day emergency response. AMSA received reports of a vessel in distress on February 1, sparking a 24-day emergency response operation. The Liberian-flagged Swift Hangzhou was experiencing engine failure, prompting AMSA to initiate arrangements for a safe outcome. This complex incident required close coordination and careful planning to prevent risk to the marine environment and seafarers. The complexity of the incident necessitated a prolonged response period, lasting over 3 weeks. AMSA deployed multiple tugs to prevent the vessel from drifting into sensitive areas of the Great Barrier Reef and surrounding marine park. This proactive measure ensured that the vessel was not at risk of damaging the delicate ecosystem. AMSA also dispatched a maritime casualty officer to board the vessel, inspect the engine failure, and provide expert advice to both the captain and AMSA. The presence of this officer on site helped to ensure that the crew received necessary guidance and support during this critical period. Throughout the operation, AMSA maintained round-the-clock monitoring of the vessel's position and prevailing weather conditions to prevent risk to safety and marine environment. This vigilance allowed for swift response to any changes in the situation, ensuring a safe outcome for all parties involved. The response was coordinated closely with Queensland authorities, including Maritime Safety Queensland and Great Barrier Reef Marine Park agencies. Effective communication and collaboration between these agencies were crucial in preventing potential risks to the marine environment and seafarers. Crew welfare remained a priority throughout the operation, with AMSA conducting daily checks with the vessel's captain to ensure adequate provisions and crew support. This attention to crew welfare helped to mitigate the impact of the prolonged incident on the crew's well-being. As of February 24, Swift Hangzhou is safely at anchorage in Gladstone, Queensland. The vessel has now been detained for seaworthiness, indicating that it will not be allowed to set sail until it meets AMSA's safety standards. The detention of the vessel serves as a reminder of the importance of maintaining vessels in good working order and adhering to maritime safety regulations. This incident highlights the critical role that AMSA plays in ensuring the safety of seafarers and the marine environment. In conclusion, the 24-day emergency response operation demonstrates the effectiveness of AMSA's response procedures and its commitment to protecting the marine environment and seafarers.